FM HD1 New York.
An iHeartRadio station.
It's time to wake up.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
After the Breakfast Club, bitches.
The voice of the culture.
People watch the Breakfast Club for, like, news and really be tuned in.
It's one of my favorite shows to do. Just because y'all always keep it 100, y'all keep it real.
They might not watch the news, but they're on Twitter. They're on Facebook. They're, you know, they're listening to the Breakfast Club.
Get your ass up.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Thursday.
Yes, it's Thursday.
How many more days until Christmas? 20?
Yes.
19
days.
19? What's today's date?
December 6th.
My God.
It's the 6th.
I'm depressed now. I was depressed last night, but I was only depressed because, you know, I realized we didn't have our Christmas lights up yet. And we don't have our tree up yet.
Ain't put none of that up yet.
I mean, we've been busy, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I've been running around. Like, I usually want to do it right after Thanksgiving, but I was out of town for Thanksgiving, and we came back. And then,
that was Africa.
Truth is, my mother is here, right? And my mother's a Jehovah's Witness, so I don't want to disrespect her.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
What about the babies, though?
I know, man, but this is difficult. My mom leaves Friday, though, so don't tell her, but on Friday.
You're going to put everything up on Friday.
Everything's going up on Friday, baby. But you know what I'm saying? But I like to have my decorations up as long as possible. I think the appropriate time to have them up is the day after Thanksgiving, so you got like a nice full month. So it's like, yo, I'm cutting it short, baby.
Oh, I ain't going to lie. I don't take mine down to the, like, end of January.
Well, I'm going
to
keep them up till Black History Month, man.
Yeah, about you know February what I'm saying? Is what I take
down, keep them up till Black History Month. You know what I mean? Put Martin Luther King Jr. up instead of Santa Claus.
There you go.
That's all.
Now, shout out to everybody that was at the Nets game last night.
Except for the Nets.
Yeah, except for the Nets, man. Shout out to the Nets, too. I mean, I took my daughter. Yeah. Of course, my wife is out in Atlanta with my son. He's at his, they're playing for their Super Bowl Friday. So they've been out there playing their championship games and playoff games. So it was a daddy-daughter date, and we had a great time. We went to the game.
You made the Nets lose.
I did not make it. The Nets were up 24 points.
23.
I don't know if y'all realize it or not, but the Nets suck, and the Nets make themselves lose.
And then the fourth quarter, Paul George just got hot. He scored 47 at the end of the night. It was a good game. I mean, but... whatever.
But we lost.
Yeah, but it wasn't about the winning or losing for me. It was just me and my daughter just hanging out.
For us, if you're a fan of the Brooklyn Nets, it was about that.
Nobody
is a fan of the Brooklyn Nets. People are a fan you're a fan of Brooklyn. Being that you're a fan of Brooklyn and Brooklyn has a team, you support that team. But nobody out there is a fan of the Brooklyn Nets.
I don't think you can name three players on that team, Yee.
Exactly.
Name two.
I can name players on the team. Stop it.
Well, do it.
I'm just a little depressed.
Why do people say stuff like that? I can name such and such on the team. Well, do it.
I said, Yee, last night after the game, I said, they could have won that game if Russell just bounced the ball, just held the ball.
No, you just kept saying Russell. Like, I didn't even know what you were talking about.
What team are you talking about? I thought you was going for the Nets. I'm like, you know there's a D'Angelo Russell on the Nets. You know that, right?
No, because he kept talking about Russell Westbrook. So when you just kept saying Russell... I thought you were talking about Russell Westbrook.
You know what's so funny? When I got invited to the game yesterday, somebody said to me, you want to go see Russell Westbrook tonight? They didn't say nothing about the Nets. I didn't know if the Oklahoma City Thunder was playing the Knicks or the Nets. They didn't say nothing about the Nets. Drop on a clues bomb for Carl Lynch. Did y'all see Carl last night?
Nah, this
he
called.
Oh, Pastor Carl? Okay.
But I will say this. A lot of people there were also rooting for the Thunder. So
let's throw that out there. You still have named nobody on the Nets after stating.
Hollis Jefferson.
Oh, you Googled? No doubt.
No, I'm not. I'm looking at my emails.
Okay.
I'm not Googling anything.
Who is Hollis Jefferson?
You don't know. He had a great dunk last night, though. He dunked there.
I do know who he is.
All right. Well.
Stop it.
Meek Mill will be joining us this morning. Meek Millie.
I don't think Meek really wants to be here.
I don't think so either.
Meek did not want to come up here.
Not at all. But we're going to kick it with Meek Mill. His
album
is out.
Shout out to Mike Kaiser for forcing him
to come up here.
You don't got to force your artists to come here. Like, you know, they don't want to come. They don't have to come. Nobody has to come to the Breakfast Club. Let's be clear on that.
We do.
Yeah, we have to come to the Breakfast Club.
I'm thinking about that too. But whatever. Okay.
Yeah, but his album is coming out. His album is out, Championship. Pick it up. An amazing album. Stream it. Go support. If you haven't heard it, go listen to it. Championships is a dope album from Meek Mill. And we got front page news. What are we talking about, Yee?
We are going to talk about the Nets losing last night.
Oh, boy.
We'll talk about a woman who ended up killing her boyfriend. And you won't believe how this happened.
Okay. All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
All right.
Morning, everybody. Yes. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast
Astro
Club.
World. What does Astro World rank on your albums of the year category? A lot of people are putting that as one of their albums of the year. Travis Scott.
It's dope. It's a dope album. It's not better than Meek Mill's album or Nipsey Hussle's album to me.
It's not better than Nipsey to me. Mm-hmm. It's not my cup of tea more than Meek either.
Right. It's still a dope album.
Yeah, but these kids love it.
Yeah, love it. Absolutely love it. All right, well, let's get into some front page news. Now, tonight, the Jaguars take on the Titans in Thursday Night Football. And last night, Angela Yee and I went to the Nets game, and the Nets were up 23 points in the fourth quarter. I thought the game was over. I thought they won. And then Paul George was just shooting threes from everywhere. Wound up scoring 47.
In the last second.
Russell Westbrook had, he went over Jason Kidd for the most triple doubles. And he bust ass last night, too. So, I mean, shout to the Nets organization for inviting me, but it was a bad one.
Yeah, shout out to Maurice Dennis for always making sure we're good. Kevin Powell was there last night too. Shout out to
when
him.
Has it been a good one for the Nets?
I've never
been a good one since Jason Kidd, yeah. Vince Carter, who else was on that? Kenyon Martin. That was like the early 2000s.
You know what's funny? I was at the game last night, and you know, I know the staff. So the staff was like, "What's up, MV?" They was like, "Yo, you never been here when the Nets won, right?" I was like, "Nah, they're gonna win tonight. They're up 24." And then when I walked out, it was like, "MV, we lost."
Have you ever been to a game when the Nets won?
No.
I have.
No.
I definitely
We've been
have.
To two games together. They both lost the game.
Yeah, if it wasn't for
Maybe
Brooklyn.
Maybe y'all don't need to come to the game.
If it wasn't for Brooklyn, the Nets would have been sucking. And what I mean by that is even when they was in Jersey, you know, Jay-Z used to be there sitting courtside. That was really, like, one of the only reasons to go to games.
In Jersey?
Yes.
Yeah, but he used to be at the ones in Brooklyn.
They've been the one in Brooklyn,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. The one in Brooklyn. I'm talking about when they was in Jersey. Oh. And then when they moved to Brooklyn, the reason to go was because it's in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going? They're going to start winning again.
No, they don't.
We're going to the Lakers game, too, when they play the Lakers.
To see LeBron.
On the 18th.
Yeah, all right.
My dad's coming.
What else? To see LeBron.
All right, now let's talk about a woman who is facing a prison sentence of 18 to 36 years. She pleaded guilty to third-degree murder in the death of her boyfriend. Her boyfriend is 120 pounds. She's 300 pounds, and she admitted that she smothered him with the weight of her body.
She laid on top of him and killed him?
Yeah, at their apartment.
She shouldn't be charged.
Why not?
Because every time they have sex and she gets on top, it's a chance that he could die. He know what he was in for. Knew what he was dealing with.
It wasn't just
that. Was a risk he was taking
that.
Every day.
She also cut him in the hand with a knife, hit him in the head with a table leg.
You didn't say all that, G. You should have led with that. You didn't say all that. Okay?
She killed him. So now the victim's family feels like she should get more time than that. 40 or more, she deserved life, according to the sister.
Yes.
All right. Apple is going to be slashing the price of their new iPhone XR. It started off costing about $749. It was the cheapest of this year's iPhone lineup, right? But now they have actually did this whole trade-in thing that makes the price as low as $449 when you trade it in. And also, they've launched a dedicated online portal for active duty military and veterans, so they get 10% off, just the way students get that 10% discount as well. I guess things aren't going so well, so they've had to slash the prices, which iPhone never really does.
Yeah, nobody's buying them phones now. People, it's over now. You know, before they would slow your service up a little bit, so you had to buy the new phone, but nobody's buying them phones.
Well, they're still doing that. Once you download that update on your phone will slow up. But you know what? I'm willing to deal with that. Y'all not forcing me to buy these damn iPhones no more.
The charges and all that.
No. I don't even like my smartphone. And we're all in abusive relationships with our smartphones at this point, especially if you got social media. Because you're going to get on there today and somebody's going to curse you out and tell you that you ain't about nothing. So I don't even care for it at this point. Flip phone.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Let's go.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're man or black.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's Noe.
Noe, what's up? Get it off your chest.
Hey, man, I just want to say I'm blessed. My birthday today.
Happy birthday, bro.
Happy Born Day, my brother, man. Remember, you can't have any joy without gratitude. So if you're happy, be thankful, too.
Oh, of course that, man. I'm positively thankful and blessed to have my four beautiful kids.
There you go.
What you got? All boys, girls?
I got two and two, man. God bless me with two and two.
There you go. Well, enjoy them.
Yeah, thank you so much. And keep up the positivity. I know I heard an episode last time. Somebody saying you guys ain't positive, but
that was Trey Songz
doing the right thing, man.
He was totally wrong. That was Trey Songz, but thank you for checking in, bro.
I wasn't here for that one.
Yeah.
All righty, man.
All right, man. But yeah.
Yeah, he said we wasn't positive. He said we only negative and do a lot of things for clickbait.
That's not true at all. I can't believe Trey would say that. We've been supporting Trey since literally day one of his career. The first time I ever interviewed Trey Songz was in Columbia, South Carolina on Hot 103.9, which we are now nationally syndicated on, by the way. This had to be 2004.
Well, that explains some things that Breakfast Club does and that we do out there in the community, and maybe now he's knowledgeable of it. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up? This is Karima from Jacksonville, Florida.
Karima, what's up, mama? Get it off your chest.
I am tired of this bipolar weather.
Why are you tired of the bipolar weather, baby? Everybody has to deal with their mental health issues, including the weather. Why are you upset with the bipolar?
Listen, Charlamagne, that's why you call us the Florida crazies, is because it's crazy behind weather.
You know what? You might be right.
It was raining. The other day was hot. Now today I'm cold. I just wanted to get that off my chest.
Well, by the way, let's be clear. People in Florida are way more consistent with their crazy than the weather is, okay? All right?
You're right about that.
That's right.
I just went off on my husband and gave him a kiss, and he got out the car.
What did you do to him? Why you went off on him, baby?
I was hot, then I was cold, and I rolled down the window, and he just was like, you know what? I'm just tired of your ass.
And you cursed him out and then kissed him. Well, that's marriage. There you go.
Oh, no.
You can curse him out because you're going through menopause.
Send him a nice text now.
Oh, he'll be all right.
Damn. That's right. He'll be all right. It's Florida. He ain't got nothing else to do.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's your boy, Franco, man.
All right, Franco.
That's your boy.
Is this? Yee's boy, Charlamagne boy, or Envy's boy?
Yo, I'm all y'all boys. You feel me? I rock with the Breakfast Club heavy. I listen to y'all every morning. Y'all get me through my day. You know what I'm saying? Y'all get me through. No bull.
Appreciate you.
Today might be our anniversary. Have we been on for 8 years today? When is it?
Well, it is, but we were going to say Friday.
Oh, okay. Well, Friday.
Friday.
Happy early anniversary, because I might not get through on Friday. I try to get through every day. But, you know, shout out to Orion Heights Project. I just got to get this off my chest, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I do medical transportation. You know, I got to get it off my chest, man. I'm tired of bringing people to the methadone clinic.
Yeah, I mean, I know the drug thing, the drugs are so bad out there now. But you're helping people, man. You're helping them, getting them to rehab, man.
I know we're helping them, but, you know, the government ain't helping them, man. The government needs to shut that down. Methadone, it's like a liquid heroin.
Why would the government shut down? Why would the government shut down what's making them so much money?
Exactly. You see how this is all corrupted?
Well, thank you for checking in, brother.
Hey, y'all, great afternoon, man.
You too.
You want the government to stop their own profits?
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on the Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah. Hello, who's this?
Hey, guys, it's me, Salem.
Hey, Salem.
Hey, Salem.
Hey, y'all.
What's up?
Today I wanted to ask you something.
Yes, Salem.
Yeah, I know this is so awkward. So my friend, she has, like, the biggest crush on you. And she tells me she asks you, like, every day. She just wants a little, you know, say hey, you know, just a little something from you. I guess she needs a little acknowledgement from you.
Oh, what's her name?
She got a little crush on you, Yee.
What's her name?
What? Kamika.
Kamika?
Yeah, she asks you every day. When I tell you she is in love with you.
Where does she ask me this at? On social media?
Shout out, Yee.
On Twitter, if I'm correct, it's on Twitter. I see it every day. She's about, like, almost every day. But I'm not about to, you know, downplay her. Like, it makes it seem like she's a little thirsty. But she's not. She loves you.
Okay.
Well, hey, Kamika, I got to find her Twitter name.
Yes, but I just wanted to say that. I love you guys. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right.
Yeah, she just hung up on us.
Pretty much. Hello, yes. Who's this?
I like that.
Hey, this is Chandler from Columbus. How y'all doing?
Chandelier, what's up, brother? Get it off your chest.
Well, good one. First things first, shout out to Angela Yee, Kaylin, and Taylor. They always looking nice on Instagram.
Little two, fun size T.
DJ Envy, I seen your son a little bit on TV.
You thought he looked good, too?
He actually did his thing at safety. He actually did his thing.
Yeah, he a little short. We got to get him to grow a little bit. He had a couple passes. You know, he might have held a little bit, but he all right. They winning. That's all that matters. Thank you for watching him, though.
He did straight. Oh, for sure. About the same height as Charlamagne. And Charlamagne, did you tell Tyler Perry, basically, did you tell Tyler Perry to stop dressing like he's 20 years old? Like, he needs
Yo,
to stop it.
You know what's so funny? When I saw Tyler at the Global Citizens Festival, I said to him, I said, man, you look hot and bothered. Could you mind? It was 85 degrees, and he had a scarf on and a Fear God jacket, and he was like, what do you mean hot and bothered? I'm like, you look hot and bothered. And he did take the jacket off. That is a fact.
Well, jeans was a little too tight, too, but that's besides the fact.
He's a billionaire. He can do what the hell he wants.
Yeah, you better be happy he ain't walking around naked. You know, when you that rich, you do what you want.
Yeah, most people that are that rich dress way weirder than Tyler Perry.
You're right. I just want to say God bless you, little man.
Thank you, bro.
Is there an age? Well, I guess there's an age limit on clothes. I didn't feel like he looked like he was trying to look young, though.
I didn't really pay him any attention.
Yeah.
But when you that rich, you wear what you want. Hello, who's this?
Angel,
what's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
What's up, bro? I just want to say, hey, I'm blessed for having my wife holding it down during the holidays, putting all the decorations up. And I was wondering if Charlamagne could drop a bomb for my beautiful white queen at home.
What's her name?
Jessica.
Drop one of Clues bombs for Jessica, you know, risking her life and limb because her husband is scared to get on the roof. So she's on top of the roof putting the Christmas decorations up.
Drop one of Clues bombs
for Jessica for doing all the work putting up the decorations in the Christmas tree because her husband is lazy as hell and ain't doing nothing.
He's so scared, man.
Hey, Charlamagne, also on Sickle Boat, I found the part that you're talking about.
Let's not give it away. That's our little secret.
I was about to bleep out that part.
I was wondering if you could give me some cool points and give her a shout out on Twitter and send her a little tweet.
What's her tweet? Who? Your wife?
Yes, please.
I don't think you want to tweet your wife. Don't do it.
What's her Twitter?
This isn't going to go well.
This is going to be bad for you, bro.
It's not going to go well.
It's all right. @boymom.
@boymom.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have kids, man. We play, you know, they play. She loves her kids.
So your wife's Twitter name is @BOYMOM.
Yes. 263.
Everybody at Jessica right now. Everybody at Jessica right now.
Good luck, sir. Thank you, though.
All right. Bye. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. What are you going to write?
I'm going to put good morning at boy mom. Find you a man that's not afraid to go on the roof to put up the Christmas decorations. That's all.
See? Always goes bad.
That's all.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. We got rumors on the way?
Yes. Find out who's suing their ex-manager for $1 million. Also, find out what TV show just ended up costing Netflix $100 million.
All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. All right. Let's get to these rumors. Let's talk Q-Tip.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it.
Man, Q-Tip has revealed on his Instagram page that he is taking care of his mom because his mom is suffering from Alzheimer's and dementia. Here's what he said.
My mother suffers with dementia and Alzheimer's. You know, being able to wake up with her every day and take care of her has been something that's been eye-opening and it's also been inspirational. Mom, I love you so much.
That's horrible. Prayers up for his mom.
Now, my mother-in-law has dementia. She lives with us, and that's very, very tough. I was actually talking to somebody yesterday, and they're trying to build, and I'm trying to invest in it as well, a dementia community where it's a whole village of people who have dementia, but it's kind of locked in where they can still do the normal things. They can still go to the grocery store. They can still, you know, do the normal things that people do, but it's kind of gated so they can't go outside.
Is that
hurt.
Safe?
Yeah, it's gonna be watched. People are gonna be watching.
Oh, they're gonna have caretakers.
Right, caretakers, but it's gonna be their own village, so that way they can still do some of the things: watch TV, go to plays, go to a movie theater, go get food.
So correct me,
it was really dope.
Correct me because I don't know why can't they do that in like a regular community?
They forget where they're going. Like they'll just walk out the door,
and you just don't know where they are.
They won't wear a jacket. They won't wear shoes.
But they have caretakers with them at all times. I'm saying, why can't they watch TV and do all that other stuff now?
They can, but it'll be their own type of village where there'll be other people with dementia there. They can walk outside if they want to and go to the grocery store. And then if they can't remember where they're going, somebody will bring them back to their home.
Will they be aware that the other people around them have dementia? That's what I'm saying. Like, when you have dementia, that's what I'm saying. So what's the point of...
It kind of requires when you have somebody with dementia or Alzheimer's, like care all the time, nonstop, because you don't know when they're going to walk out, forget where they are, and then they're like, I can't find my mom, I can't find my grandmother. And so somebody has to be able to bring them back or find them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like my mother-in-law has, she lost her dog. So every couple of days, she remembers her losing the dog and starts breaking down crying like she just lost the dog for the first time. But she lost the dog 20 years ago.
You need a lot of support.
I'm
just trying to figure out what is the benefit of having a dementia community. Like, what would the other people from
dementia... They're being able to do their own thing and being able to walk around and being free and not having to be... Because, you know, she's pretty much locked in the house because we're scared that she can go outside and walk in the woods. You know, like, you don't know. Like, you don't know what's on their mind at any time.
And some people can't afford to hire a caretaker like 24/7.
Very expensive.
That's what I say. Yeah. That's why I go back to, is it safe if you have all of these people with dementia walking around with no caretakers?
There'll be caretakers. That's not going to be walking free. It's going to be people, you know, watching the area and care, you know, being there, but it's not going to be up close because things would be safe for them. They can't go out and just run across the highway. They can't go out and just run in the street. They can't, you know, people will still be, you know, taking care of them, but it'll be their own village. It'll be safe.
All right. Now, T-Pain is suing his ex-manager for $1 million. He initially signed with him back in 2005, and then he extended his contract for 5 years in 2009. They were supposed to get 20% commission from him from all of his deals, but he said they did not deliver everything they were supposed to do. They didn't protect him, advise his career decisions. And he did pay those commissions before he found out they were not licensed to be an agent. So he fired them, told them to stop interfering with his endeavors. So now he wants $1 million in damages and the return of all the commissions that he paid them since 2005.
Something tells me that manager don't have that $1 million just lying around to give him.
I don't think so.
All right, now Travis Scott, there were these photos that Travis Scott was cheating and it turned into a huge viral story. Well, it turns out that it was an impersonator that actually staged the whole thing. It was a YouTuber named Christian Adam G, and he admitted that he staged it. Here's what he said.
The goal of this video is not to hurt anybody's relationship, but it's to see how gullible is the internet. The question is, do the internet even care about the truth sometimes? I wanted to prove the point that, you know, most stories you see on the internet is almost never true. People say this and people say that, but to be honest, the lie is always more entertaining. So my plan was simple, and to put this all to the test, I dressed up as Travis Scott from head to toe and posed for a fake paparazzi photo. I took basically myself.
Oh, that's not funny.
That's not funny at all.
Listen, why is it not funny? First of all, nobody cares about the truth and the lie more entertaining. I'm not even mad at that young man for doing this social experiment. I'm mad at people for constantly falling for stuff like this. Why are we so gullible as a people?
Now, Kim Kardashian posted, funny. I hate I'm bringing attention to this, but this is absolutely disgusting that you would find this funny to mess with Travis and Kylie, who just started a family together. This is really damaging to relationships, families, and so wrong. And Kylie Jenner said, I don't know if this is really a social experiment to some people, but you're messing with real people, real relationships, real family.
Absolutely.
I'm happy my relationship is strong because this is getting out of
hand. It's not just him, though. It's like a million different fake stories online that
none
people
of them are, funny,
are pushing.
Like,
oh,
that's
agree.
Not funny.
I agree wholeheartedly, but we live in an era where nobody cares about the truth when the lies were entertaining. And even though Travis Scott is a proud platinum carrying card member of the faithful black male community, he's giving them a great out for the future, though. Because if he ever does really get caught out there, all you got to do, that wasn't me. See, remember what happened last time, right?
Somebody messing around again.
Exactly.
All right, now Netflix has paid $100 million to continue licensing the show Friends. They had acquired all 236 episodes back in 2015, and they had previously paid $30 million a year to stream that show. Now they have to pay $100 million.
Wow.
Yes. A lot of people were
spending
upset.
Spending all that money for that trash-ass show.
Well, you know what? The fans were demanding it. A lot of people thought they weren't going to have it anymore. Fans went crazy, so now they realize they couldn't let them leave.
Trash-ass show with no diversity. Not a black friend on Friends.
Mm-mm-mm.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is
not even a black associate.
Rumor report.
All right, now when we come back, Meek Mill will be joining us. His album Championships is out right now, so keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Philo is the best way to watch TV, live or on demand. More than 50 channels you love like VH1, BET, and of course, Revolt. Best part, Philo is just $20 a month. Find out for yourself with a free trial. No credit card needed. Text breakfast to 74456. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, sir.
Meek Mill.
Yeah, what's up?
Meek Mill.
What's poppin'?
Album Championship is out right now.
It's a great time.
Why people acting like this is a comeback album or something?
I don't know. They was tripping for a minute, you know?
But they acting like it's like you was down and out, like done or something.
That's what they was on, right?
I would say down and out.
Let's not forget. That's what they was acting. We're going to be humble about the situation because I'm just grateful to be able to make money and do what I do. But
people thought it was over.
Yeah. But I wouldn't say over.
No, I'm just saying that I believe that people rooting for me in a great way. They seeing all I've been through, and then, you know, I prevailed, came through all of it. When I came home, I was doing a lot of good. People like, we just need the music. It was taking a long time, and then we delivered.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel pressure to top your dreams and nightmare intro every time you do an intro?
No, I want to, though. You know, I don't feel pressure to, because it's my work. I think it's probably a little pressure even trying to compete with that type of intro, but it don't really matter.
On the intro to this one, you say you so rich you can't even f*** a chick raw.
No,
what does
can't.
That mean, Meek?
That means that I'm getting so much money, I don't want to have sex with girls that I'm not in a relationship raw.
No raw Meek.
I mean, somebody was having a back and forth. Man, somebody was having a conversation about that the other day. That was like, that's impossible. I'm like, no, it's not impossible to be having sex with condoms on. What you mean is impossible?
You don't stick it in and then put it on?
No.
What? I'm just asking. Some people
do you do that?
What the hell are you talking about?
stick it in you?
No,
and then
no, I'm just asking.
Nobody do no like that. What are you talking about?
Do you
about?
Let stick it in you and then put it
no,
on?
No, absolutely not.
So what made
it's
you come up with that?
Because they have the premature.
You've definitely done it before.
There's the premature thing that you could get pregnant from, the premature ejaculation.
What
is
you talking about?
Yeah, it ain't even about no pregnancy. You don't want no disease, no nothing.
So how poor do you have to be to smash a chick, bro? Is that a poor people thing?
No, I'm just saying I got a rich mind frame. Even before I had money, I was like that, though.
Okay.
I only got one kid.
You have some bodies you wish you could take back? Like, man, I would take my back if I could.
No. I don't got no vibe. Like, probably back in the day from my neighborhood or something like that. I just was talking about that. Me and my homies Rob had some girl houses and so some girls, they always be on the step, but they wasn't out there. We just was reminiscing. I'm like, I know them girls, and they're probably like, Meek Mill ain't nobody. I used to him anytime I want him, anytime I went to him. We just laugh as we roll by.
Can you always tell when you handed in this album, could you tell what was going to be the big moments that everybody was going to be talking about on social media?
Of course the Jay-Z moment was going to be a big moment. Mm-hmm. I thought just having Jay-Z rapping over What's Beef was a big moment. Meek Mill, Cardi, a big moment, I think. Me and Drake, big moment. What else?
What was that first conversation with you and Drake? How did that happen?
You know, everybody used to always try to link us up and shit. So, you know, when we first talked, we're like, yo, everybody's trying to bring, I know you. I don't want to talk to you because nobody bringing us together. Like, we talk to each other when we ready. You might not be ready for that. I might not be ready for that. And we had like, I swear to God on everything I love. I don't even remember what's the first, I think it's like a DM or something like that. It might be from him and it might, I don't know.
And Nicki never tried to squash that beef because she was in between both of y'all. Like, let's.
No.
No?
Yeah, no.
You got to be tired of hearing them two names in interviews.
Yeah, I did that before. I did a radio, I did an interview.
look,
on some real I'm not even doing a lot of radio. I just want people to know, like, I'm not following the standard thing you got to do to, like, sell music and, like, talk about the same people. Like, when you be like, Meek Mill says this about Drake. Meek Mill said this about Tekashi. Meek Mill said this about Nick. No, I didn't say nothing about them. Somebody asked me about them. Right. So, you know what I'm saying? When you see the headline, get overwhelming. And one time, I just, like, I was in the middle of an interview, and it was, my guy, Quicksilver, I rock with him a lot. And he just was the 15th interview of the week. And I was like, yo, this shit is f***ing with me at nighttime. I'm going to sleep with Nicki and Drake on my mind. Y'all for real. This is like when all this you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, when it start f***ing with my real life, I just, Atlantic, I'm not doing no more radio no more this week. That's just what it is. It's in my real life now.
And you have big things that you're dealing with right now. And I saw you and Michael Rubin have this initiative to get 1 million people out of this criminal justice system.
Yeah. So and when we say 1 million people, we ain't talking about 1 million people out of prison, just out of the system. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a lot of people on bail with $100 bails, people on probation for long periods of time. They won't need to be on probation for 15 years for crimes that don't even hold that much time. So, you know, we're just working hard and trying to make change. I always tell people that I'm not like on my activist type time. I'm just on some, this is what I'm bringing to the table. This is what I'm experienced with. I know a lot about it. I got a lot of manpower behind me that care about what's going on. And, you know, we're trying to make change.
You're speaking on some real issues, though, that are starting great conversations. Like, even you talk about on trauma, ain't no PTSDs.
Now, I see you got your
anxiety.
Yeah, my book about anxiety and PTSD and all that.
Yeah, I seen that.
And you said, ain't no PTSDs. The drugs keep them at ease. And a lot of people will say you're encouraging self-medication to deal with these issues, for mental health issues. But I don't think that's what you was doing.
No, hell no, I wasn't doing that. But it's real life. Sometimes you see people, you can't sleep at night. You might got to get prescribed some marijuana so you can go to sleep.
Absolutely.
You might got to get prescribed some sleeping medicine to go to sleep from trauma you've seen. And I was really speaking of, like, even, like, when you go to court, you can't go to court and be like, yeah, I was carrying this gun because 50 people in my neighborhood got killed when I was younger and I got post-traumatic stress disorder. They ain't trying to hear that. You come from the army or something like that, then it makes sense. But for my community, if you come talking that talk, that's like a foreign language. And like I felt like coming out now, I had more people listening to my music. Sometimes I look at some people funny, they be like, this is harder than it ever been. I'm like, this is the same tactics I've been using. Mm-hmm. I won't say the whole time because I grew older and learned more. Like, this is the same thing, you just listening to it different.
We talk about, you know, doing stuff in our own community. Like, we want more judges and more police officers and more people that look like us in our own community. And then listen to your album, that's exactly the same type of people that put you worse.
What you mean?
Like, the law, the judge is from your community that gave you more time. The like, cops
let me
from
break it
community.
Down, too. That's a real issue, too, that nobody ain't really
like
addressing.
Each other.
My judge was black. My PO was black. The DA was white. The cops that arrested me was black. Like, I was doing a speech And I was just talking about how one of the cops, he was like 33, I was like 19. He got up there and was dropping tears. Like, he was like, you know what I'm saying? I asked the judge not to give you a lot of time if you apologize to me. She was like, this is on public record too.
Mm-hmm.
The judge said, Mr. Williams, do you want to apologize to him before you get sentenced? My life is on the line. I could get 5 to 10 years, 10 to 20 years. No, I don't want to apologize to him because I didn't do it. My lawyer tapped me on my side and whispered in my ear saying, you better apologize right now. This could change your life right now. I was like, if you felt threatened, I apologize. But basically not apologizing for pointing no gun at you. Because
that's like an admission of guilt.
Yeah, yeah, hell yeah. And that's how that worked, though. No, people don't understand. Like, we got parole. When you go in front of the parole board, even if they know you took a deal for a crime that you didn't do, you still have to admit to guilt before stepping out the walls. Like, you got to go in front of three people in the room and just admit to some shit you guilty to, and you ain't even do it. You just took a deal because, for say, Tekashi Case hold a life sentence. He might end up taking a deal. I don't know what he going to do, but he'll take a deal for 10 years. He probably ain't even do half of the shit that they got him listed for.
Well, that's just, do life.
That's just how they got the system rated, you know what I'm saying? And
but how does that give young people hope? Because I'm looking at it like we talk about it all the time. Like,
it's self-hate.
Do more for our community, but then it's the same people that put you in the hole. It's the same people
it's
that look like you.
Man, self-hate.
We have more with Meek Mill when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Meek Mill is in the building. Charlamagne?
You said on the album, sending you to jail, a black woman sending you to jail almost made you hate your people. So how did you get to the point where you don't hate your people?
Because I love my people, so you know what I mean? I really know everybody ain't like that, but just going through them situations in a cell, you be like, how can another person like me do this to me? And you live somewhere in my area, and you understand, like, what we going through. Like, you got people that look like me on your block that act like me, that's just like me. I know all these people around her way. You know what I'm going through, and you know where I came from and how far I made it. You gonna take me from all the way up here and put me below ground zero because you can't control me? If you think about it, when I was coming up here, I'm telling you, she put me in etiquette class. Etiquette class cost $10,000. I'm like, why do it cost $10,000 for somebody to eat with forks and spoons? And miss, I be at more, no disrespect, I go to better restaurants than you. I know how to eat in restaurants around the people that you think you have to impress. I don't want nobody to teach me how to hold my fork. I want to hold my fork the way my mom taught me how to hold my fork. You know
I've seen
what I'm
some of them pictures of you and like Mr. Childs, and you be you don't.
Yeah,
be
but
no forks.
It was just like a way of, like I said one day in court, I said I ain't had no dirty piss test, Your Honor. You said piss in my courtroom. It's the correct word is urine. Etiquette class.
That's wow. Like,
don't nobody say I gotta go urine.
Yeah, that's just not in our culture, but it's just like. It was kind of like a control-based thing where somebody, right, like, had power over you, and they just felt like they want to use the power. Even in prison, I seen that a lot. Like, some guy just kept waking me up and kept telling me, like, a CO, like, yo, man, get up. You got to clean that bathroom, man. I mean, clean the barbershop. I'm like, I'm not cleaning the barbershop, man. So every day I just like, all right, I'm going to clean the barbershop. Just not show no disrespect. All right, I'm going to clean the barbershop. Lay right back down. But after a while, when he really figured out, like, I was humble. He thought I was coming in jail. Everybody think you coming in there like I'm somebody. Like, no, I don't even want to be here. There's no way I could feel special with him. It's jail. So everybody was like a little bit worse in the beginning. And it always seemed to be like your own people first that treat you the worst. And
like they want
to
break you down.
Yeah. And all the Spanish guys in there, as soon as you come in, they all eat together. They do everything together. You look at, man, it's a self-hate problem. I don't want to say the wrong thing and, like, discredit my people.
It's the truth,
but
though. No, it's the truth.
In our culture, what's going on, it's a lot of self-hate going on. That's why you see me on all interviews. Any interview, you see me talking about anybody I had a problem with, be from Drake to Game to anybody, it's all love. I'm not even.
Well, you see, Game said y'all squashed the beef. I'm happy about
that.
Yeah,
we been did that, though, when I came home. It's like I came from the penitentiary really with that got life in prison. Like, the people who people act like they praising are supposed to be gangsters to them in their eyes that got life in prison that wish they never did what they did or made that emotional mistake to put them in prison for the rest of their life. So I really, yo, bro, we ain't really trying to do that. We both getting money. We rich. We can sit here and pretend for the people like we ready to go do a life sentence and get caught up in some real drama. I ain't really trying to do that right now. If my life ain't on the line, we could bypass this right now.
Right.
Do you think the more you stand for something, the more they want to silence you? You got a line like that on the album.
Yeah, it's getting scary, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I be getting scared. Like, somebody going to try to, like, just remove me from what's going on. They trying to backdoor me in a quiet way. And I feel like that now, like running around with them guys, powerful people like Jay-Z, Robert Crabb, Michael Rubin. And it's a list of other billionaires behind our whole movement, too, that we talking about reform. You talking about doing something and bettering people. So you always going to have a group of people, no matter if it's law enforcement or if it's people from your own neighborhood that's just wishing on your downfall.
So were the feds really investigating you? You say that on the album, too.
No, I just been hearing a lot of talk about people just worrying about my life and what I got going on. Meek Mill ain't in no criminal activity. I've been making money a long time. I've been doing my thing for a long time, and I don't think I should be in the middle of nothing that got to do with no criminal activity. That's why the whole conspiracy situation was even made to, like, tie everybody into what people got going on. Like, it's like me, I could talk. Nobody never told me I couldn't talk to felons, but if you a felon, you're not supposed to be able to talk to other felons. How can you not talk to other felons if your whole family is felons? Like, right. Where the hell are you going to go at?
You and your dad.
Our whole neighborhood is felons. Everybody we grew up with know is felons. How can we? My grandma got 12, 13 kids. They all got kids. When I go back to Philadelphia, that's my family. That's who I'm going to be around. That's who I know. I ain't involved with what they got going on. I don't know about what they got going on. All I know is I get $250 a show. I'm making money every day. I'm doing what I want to do, how I do it. I ain't breaking no laws. Leave me the hell alone. Leave me out of all that.
But you know when you're standing up for prison reform, you with them people money. That's what they got in them private prisons
for.
Yeah,
and all y'all got to do is give me a warning. I'll get out your way. I ain't here to sacrifice my life for everybody. I'm here to sacrifice my life for my family and my son, for real.
So if they come to you and they be like, look, we on to you. The white man wants you to stop. You'll stop talking about prison reform, Meek?
Yeah, I'd probably fall back. Yo, go ahead, but let somebody else handle that. This about my son and them. I ain't going to jail for these motherfuckers. I ain't going to jail for nobody.
All right.
I'm going to jail for my family. I sacrificed myself for my mother, my sister, my son. If I could help along the way, then that's what it is.
So you're not
and
really...
not to be selfish, what I can do, I would help. Yeah. Would you do that?
Yeah,
you asking me, what would you do? Give me your answer.
I don't know, but I'm not
you can't give me give me
what would you do?
I'm not an activist.
I'm a G. I'll tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. I ain't here to spit that political like sway the world. If I could save one person out of jail, I'm cool with that.
I feel you though, because even when I'm talking about mental health, I'm not talking about it because I'm trying to influence a whole bunch of people. I'm just talking about my experience.
Yeah.
So I get
what
you're saying.
What would you do though? Let people tell you your life is on the line doing this. What the hell are you going to do?
You got three daughters and a wife. They all rely on you.
See, I'm not an activist. You know what I'm saying?
But what would you do? That's what I'm trying to say.
No, I'm not going to jail for these.
Yeah, I'm not going to jail. Of course, then. But
people want to put you in that activist position, so they be like, oh, Meek, a real activist will go to jail or give his life.
I'm not that, though. You got some real people that'll step up behind me and be like, that's sacrifice.
Give it the
That's why Kaepernick is so much of a hero. Mm-hmm. That's why he who he is, because he sacrificed his dreams and his life for the sake of police brutality.
Everybody else,
and all these still won't stand behind. They still go against exactly what he represent.
Before you ask that, you're still on probation, so you still have to go to court. People don't know that. People think you're free running around, but you're still on probation, right?
Yeah, I'm still on probation.
You're on bail.
I'm on bail, yeah.
So when's the next court date?
I don't even know. You don't get no court date. You go in front of, like, higher courts, and they just make a ruling. I could just go leave out here right now, and they'd be like, they rule on your case, and they could go either way.
Without you saying enough. So it could just happen.
No, you don't even have to be there, so it's like, that's how that shit is set up. You don't even have to be in there.
So with that said, and you going at the judge a couple of times, not really going at him.
I'm not
speaking,
going at him. I'm just explaining my feelings. And then I'm just explaining how I feel. I'm explaining the part. I really thank her. Everything I went through has put me where I'm at right now. I don't live like that with having like a grudge towards somebody or like having hate towards somebody for a certain amount of time. Of course, when I was in a cell, I got shackles on my son in the visiting room. I'm like, I hate this lady. But when I got out and prevailed all over, I'm like, and everything happened for a reason, man. I'm in this position I'm in now. And I don't think it's her. She did it. But, you know, God made things happen that made this happen.
All right, we got more with Meek Mill when we come back. Let's get into a Meek Mill mini mix. Let me know your favorite Meek Mill joint. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was a Meek Mill mini mix. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Meek Mill is here. Charlamagne?
You speak a lot about Kaepernick kneeling on the album.
Yeah.
Have you ever asked Robert Kraft why him and the other owners are blackballing Kaepernick?
No, that was like, I don't know if he blackballing Kaepernick. I had conversations about Kaepernick, our own personal conversations, and I even had conversations with Kaepernick on a personal level about moving forward and doing what he needed to do, because I'm in full support of him and doing what he needed to do to pursue his dreams.
You ever ask Robbie, like, yo, why don't y'all sign Cap to back up?
No, I didn't ask him why he never signed him. Mm-hmm. I never asked. I know Jeffrey Lurie. Mm-hmm. I know all of them. I never asked him why they didn't sign him because I don't know his stats. I don't know what he got going on as far as football and where his position is at.
Well, he's definitely getting blackballed.
Yeah, I see that.
So you can use some of the Meek influence just to ask the
And owners. I do. He know what's going on behind the scenes and what we got going on and how I'm moving.
All right.
Are you really putting out another album, another one at the end of, by the before the end of the year?
I hope not, man.
No, I was capping.
Oh, all right, okay. Let's make it
sure.
They asked me.
There's a lot of music. Now, look, like,
I've been like on Instagram, like I'm doing Ask Meek and people ask me a bunch of stuff. I'm just popping shit. Everything be so serious with this.
I know
this,
the label
like,
called you immediately, but like, no.
A lot of this stuff, like in this interview, like Meek Mill says he won't he won't stand up for black people if the white man comes. This shit is all propaganda, man. Social clickbait set up to do this way, man. I'm just kicking it all the way how I feel and how I needed to feel. Y'all got this. You see how I always tell y'all got the triangle of.
What?
This shit is mental, right?
Well, no, that's why I give you a chance.
I'm telling y'all, this is mental right here.
I don't want you to get caught.
You could be right here. You could be right here. You could be right here. It's all mental right here. Three-way talking, and then when the clickbait come out and shit start happening, it's just all f***ing propaganda, man. But you know, this is what the label say you gotta do. You know, I don't like doing interviews. I don't like talking.
We know you don't like them.
No, for real. Like, if you see me doing an interview and I did three, I'm forced to do that. Like, I would rather somebody come to my neighborhood and do an interview about my life, my upbringing. I don't be wanting to talk about everybody else. I like talking about me.
So you really need a woman to comb your waves the right way, in the right direction? I saw you said that on Twitter, too.
No. What happened on Twitter? Some girl texted me.
I know, it was
that.
Funny. It was
look,
funny.
Look. Some
that
girl,
was a funny thing to propose to
somebody. No, some girl texted me last night about, do I like massaging backs? And y'all seen that? What's Sam at? Call Sam in here real quick.
She said she'll massage your feet and comb your waves in the right direction. And you said send an app.
Oh, I ain't read. I ain't even see all that. That's the crazy part. I just read the first line when she was like, She said something. I want to be your girlfriend. I ain't look at her picture or nothing. I just put your app in.
Sam, but who's the girl that Meek DM'd about getting a massage?
A girl texted me last night. Whoa, when you start wanting to massage and cook food for people, I'm like, I woke up this morning and I took NyQuil last night because I was sick. So when I woke up, I was dizzy. I'm just on the phone talking. I'm like, I'm sleeping. I'm gonna call you back. But when I woke up, I seen a text. I'm like, I ain't texting out like that. And Sam got Twitter control right here. You know what I mean?
So Sam sent that out?
I don't know.
Sam must have like massages in back
row. Oh, so Meek, you telling me you got a ghostwriter?
Yeah, I got a Twitter finger writer. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got to control myself on Twitter a little bit.
Now, on What's Free, you say free is the TV not controlling what you see. So how did TV influence you growing up?
That's what we watch. YouTube influenced the kids, babies now. When you hear your babies like, hey, guys, you know how YouTube, every video come off like that? I got 1-2-year-old cousins that's, hey, guys, they influenced by their TV. No, seriously, they don't even know how to talk. And they run around saying, hey, guys, and trying to do blogs, walking around the supermarket. TV is basically the teacher. It programs us as people. Like me, even nowadays, I don't watch TV. I watch internet TV. Mm-hmm. To where I could choose what I want to watch. Mm-hmm. I think I'm a conspiracy theorist now.
After watching
all those YouTube videos?
Yeah, I think somebody unlocked my brain.
What are some funny things that your son is asking you now after him watching stuff on YouTube and TV?
Did he grow his dreads? You said he wanted to grow his dreads. He was growing
dreads. Yeah, my son got dreads now. My
I
son hair
my
look,
son grow his. I was like,
my
nah,
son hair
nah.
looked crazy, man. He looked like the little kid off of Lil Rascals, how the dreads be poking all over the place. He influenced by Lil Pump, Lil Uzi and them. That's his era, and that's how he rock. And I'm just like, you ain't getting no color in your head, dog. You get some braids.
That's next. First you got the dreads, then
yeah,
the color.
Got to.
Yeah, if he fight for it, he probably get it, but nah.
Uzi from Philly, though.
But they ain't the Philly wave, though. Mm-hmm. Uzi could get away with that because that's his wave, but they ain't our Philly wave. And I just feel like I spend enough time with my son. It's like Boosie's son. Boosie's son got the Boosie fade because he's spending a lot of time with his kids to a certain level where they want to be like him, you know what I'm saying? They understand it.
So your son wants a beard.
He wants dreads right now, you know what I'm saying? I hope one day he wants some waves from me influencing him that much.
How do you monitor his habits, like his TV habits, internet habits, stuff like that?
I just grab your phone, you know, I pops up. My son don't know when I'm with damn come home. Damn, let me see your phone real quick.
Yep, do the same
thing. Safari, what's going on? Make sure you ain't got no porn, no crazy, because the internet has no cap on it. Like,
that's right.
I don't know if watch y'all kids' phones, man. See what y'all kids commenting on Instagram and shit like that. Your kids on Instagram trolling while you sitting in the living room, they on the phone and the celebrity comments. Or they might be even in a little boy or a little girl DM talking crazy. You know, I go through all that. Let me see what's going on.
You find anything
crazy? I did 5 months.
Crazy?
First day I came home, no, I ain't not find that crazy. I found stuff that's a little, my son doing a little bit too much, but not crazy.
A 100 Summers, I hear that record, and I hear you talk about, I guess, because you said you had PTSD before. You feel like you got PTSD.
Yeah, I got that. I never got diagnosed for it, but I know I got it from other I seen in my life.
And yeah, even on 100 Summers, I hear that. I hear the anxiety in your voice. So you ever think you'll get over that feeling of, like, watching your back?
Yeah, I think like I'm going to get over it. Sometimes I used to go to certain cribs I got, and I don't, like, probably for the last 4 years, I used to go to sleep till the sun came up. I had homies that got, like, kidnapped, just breaking their house, all types of stuff.
Well, you still say you look in the rearview mirror and everything when you park, and you make sure you check your surroundings because you're still scared on that.
Yeah, but I just know how to speak the pain. Like, I'm not fully living that right now. Like, it ain't like that right now. I've been sleeping in a hotel for 4 months. I don't feel like nobody's going to break in my rearview. I don't feel like I'm going to get shot in Manhattan.
I still don't. No matter what. When I go home, I'm in that rearview. I let the dogs out.
Yeah, when I go home, like, when you're up in the, when you going home or if you coming out the hood, like, you know, me, I'm like a hood baby. Like, Philly is small. When I go home, to get to downtown, you got to go through the hood. You know what I'm saying? It's just like that. Or, like, my whole family, like, I don't want nobody to make me feel like I can't stop at my grandma's house. My grandma is older. She had time spent with her. I stopped by. She raised me and my whole family. You wouldn't want nobody to want you to feel like you can't stop past your grandma. So I go to my grandma's house. I go to my aunt's house. I had Thanksgiving in the middle of the hood. And I ain't like, this ain't a thing. Sometimes you see me post the pictures of me in the hood. Don't think I'm standing out there and like I'm on a block. No, this was a nice scenery. it matches my, I was here long enough. I wanted to take a picture, and I definitely posted this when I left. You post a picture where you at in the hood, you lose your life because nothing but it's a lot of evil going on in the hood nowadays and a lot of bad things happening. So, you know.
Sounds like you want to go more from less from being an artist and more from CEO and having artists. That's what I'm hearing more and more from this album, more and more from your voice. Is that true?
Yeah, I'm just going into boss mode and grown man mode, for real, for real.
All right, we got more with Meek Mill when we come back. Let's get into a joint off the album. This one is featuring Jay-Z and Rick Ross. It's called What's Free. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was What's Free. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Meek Mill is here. His album is out right now, Championships. Yee.
So there's a lot of talk about this being a classic album. People are saying this is the album of the year. Yeah. Do you feel like this is your best project that you've done?
I feel like all my projects are my best projects. I wouldn't have put them
out. Out of all of them, do you feel like this is the best?
I don't know yet. I'll figure it out when...
Too early for all that kind of talk, though.
No,
man.
It ain't too early. I hate when people say that, too, though.
I don't think so.
Look, people say that, too. That's biased, too, man. You know when you hear something off the rip, is, man.
Where's the record with J. Cole? We heard you did a record with J. Cole.
No, we was in the studio together. We ain't never recorded a record.
Never, okay.
Yeah, we did a lot of talking and really critiquing each other and really just giving game and having a good conversation.
I think the album is dope. I just don't like when you do girl records. I feel like those, like the label makes you do those records.
No, they don't. They actually, don't.
I see. I'm really? A girl, so I like those records.
Yeah. All the girls like them, man. Yeah, my girl record ain't for you to like it, though.
I said it's not for you.
I'm just saying.
It's a dope record,
Biggie and Jadim had girl records or club records you could get with. I like Championships and Cold Hearted and 100 Summers. Like.
Yeah, but the whole point of my album is to have records that...
He's diverse.
Just was another number one. Like that it's
Meek
all
is
over
not
the board.
Just known for being the championships guy. He's also the ladies' man as well. As
yeah, the chicks mess with me a little bit too. You know what I'm saying? I make 24/7 for Charlamagne.
He never been up there.
I didn't get
him. Like, Charlamagne gonna think about this.
You trying to run around saying 24/7? That's what you trying to do on your off time? No.
And you're a multidimensional person. Like, not only are you talking about your street records, are you also talking about relationships, love? Almost falling in love.
Meek shot his shot on the album. You said on Going Bad, you said the only thing you want for Christmas is Lori Harvey.
Yep.
Yeah, I just popping my I know Lori, she a cool, pretty.
Ain't that like Steve Harvey's stepdaughter or something?
I don't know. Damn, stepdaughter.
Or daughter? I don't know.
Beautiful, all natural young
y'all
woman.
Y'all is crazy.
No, like, that's
like
on your
the way
album,
y'all
though,
line stuff up, the way y'all say stuff, like I almost, I could have just been like, yeah, I don't know what the,
now,
I don't
is,
know
I
what the
anything.
F*** they family got going on. I don't know. All I know is I got Instagram and I see Lori Harvey along with a list of thousands of other pretty ass girls on Instagram, and she was the name I came up. I don't got like a personal crush on her. This is music. You know, you make fire music and talk your talk. I could have put anybody in that shit.
How do other women feel that, you know, that you might be dealing with, they hear you shoot your shot like that on the album tour?
Yeah, it's how the girl feel that
too. It's like liking a picture. It's like saying, like, it's like liking a picture on Instagram. I'm like,
that's trouble.
That's like shooting your shot now.
I don't got no girlfriend. There ain't no trouble for me. Yeah, there ain't no trouble.
And you ain't f***ing nobody raw. All
right, so look, let's break this down. Liking a picture on Instagram is trouble, but when your girlfriend is in a picture in her f***ing panties, is that trouble?
Yes.
Yes.
Is your girlfriend in a picture looking sexy? Is that trouble? Because she looking sexy for other people on Instagram to see her look sexy, and other men is going to like that picture.
That's true.
Is that trouble?
It depends. Like you say, you're not in a relationship, so not.
No, if I was in a relationship, is that trouble?
Yes.
So your girl can't look sexy on Instagram?
She can't look sexy. I'm not liking no girl that looks sexy.
I think, you know what? I think sometimes how you meet somebody, if
you got a thousand niggas under your girlfriend picture looking sexy, she taking a bathing suit, is that trouble?
No.
Gia has bathing suit pictures on
Instagram.
She does
have bathing suit pictures.
Yeah.
But I also got her phone.
Yeah, but if
you're
dealing with
sure.
a girl and the girl is on there looking sexy, you can't like her
you
picture.
You can't like a picture. You got a girl. You're
like,
another
what
girl
like
picture?
Such and such
but
picture.
But your girl can have like her pictures when she posts and looks sexy.
No, that
right?
ain't right either. But, you know, that's why you shouldn't
what?
Have your
somebody
girl
break it down.
That.
Give me the.
I think if you met somebody in that way, like, look, Kim Kardashian was just talking about this. She said Kanye doesn't like when she posts.
Like, one day I bought a Kim Kardashian book. My mind was blue. Like, I was in a store. We picked up this book. She had all types of
coffee table books.
I was like, what? I was in like a public type relationship at the time. I was like, man.
I couldn't do that personally.
I was going, I'm done. I quit. Couldn't do that. Yeah, I can't. That shit hurt
like
me inside.
The naked pictures, me personally.
I'm like, I'm sending this to all my niggas in jail right here. They must not know about this yet. This is crazy.
Yeah, but you used to post videos of Nikki's ass.
Yeah, it was kind of wild. It was wild. I was younger.
But you wouldn't do that now.
Nah, I'm not really with that. I don't really like that deep down inside. Truly, I don't like that.
You said on the album, they don't kill you. They just kill your account. Yeah. What does that mean?
What? They don't. What you mean? If you in this world of corporate America and you're not complete and you're not doing what they need you to do, they will kill your account.
Stop the money.
Yeah, you know what's going on. If you come in here right now on this big corporate radio station and start talking some crazy shit, what will happen to your check?
Oh, yeah, that's all right. Well, I don't know.
I don't know. Look, don't ask me no shit that you can't answer up the spot.
No, I'm with you. I just be...
Because you a sharp nigga. You know how to answer shit on the spot.
I just be...
If you say some shit right now in this shit that is not approved by corporate America, what's going to happen to your check?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I've said a lot. That's why I said I don't know what
he been
I don't
on
know.
That game
I don't know when the white man gonna get tired of me. To be
no,
honest,
you say a lot, but you walking on a nice line. You know how to control that shit.
But think about it. We've had Farrakhan up here. We've had Dr. Umar up here. You don't see them on no platforms like this talking that talk.
Yeah, but I'm talking about you. They can say
but
that.
But they can get rid of me for bringing them on.
I don't know.
That's what they got rid of Arsenio for back in the day.
Now, one of our listeners called in, and I promised I would ask you this.
What?
He had a problem with Rick Ross's saying a gay slur.
Ask Rick Ross that. When you're a part of corporate America, you better watch how you talking about gay people. You better watch how you talking about... Don't say the wrong thing about nothing.
Right.
You get took off of all this shit. You know how it go. So when Ross come here, that's my guy. Ask him. Why the hell are you going to ask me about what Rick Ross said?
I guess because it was the lyrics.
I know what he got going on.
So bottom line is,
somebody does a verse for you, you don't touch their verse. You don't tell them what they can say, what they can't say. That's what I think.
That'd be disrespect if I call Rick Ross and be like, yo, man, take that shit off there. He made it possible so I could put an album out.
Who did they verse last on that record?
Hov.
You didn't. I mean, your verse was dope, but when you heard it, did you feel like, man, I might have to go back in and touch up my stuff?
Yeah, Jay-Z got 44 bars on there. I went in there and touched it up. Come on, let's do it.
Well, Championships is out right now.
Yes, sir.
I don't think I'm doing no more of these tight interviews.
You done.
I be finding myself just saying a lot of
extra. I didn't think you was going to do this one. I would have.
I'm glad that you hated this interview so much that you don't want to do no more interviews.
Yeah,
right?
For real. I just hate talking and shit and like you be trying to be like real as possible you could be with this shit. But who are you being, like, who am I explaining myself to?
There's somebody out there right now that wants to be a rapper that is emulating you and wants to be just like you, and you might have changed the way you're
thinking. Don't be like me. Be like yourself.
There's a few million people that love this album that would love hearing you talk about what it is.
Yeah,
that
I appreciate
that
a whole lot, and that's what I do it for, to try to inspire people and keep people motivated and touch people, and you know.
Well, there you have it.
And hopefully Lori Harvey will see this, if she hasn't heard the album yet.
Yeah, hopefully she will see it. Tell her, tweet her, and tell her.
Everybody tweet at Lori Harvey
right now.
Yeah,
tweet her
and tell
right
her
now.
Meek wants her for Christmas.
Why y'all directing this to Lori Harvey, though? I got a DM too. If I wanted to do that, I would have just did
and
that.
And by the way, he knows her personally already.
I know her from Tiana Teller. I don't know her from dealing with it. Let's clear this. I know her from hanging with Tiana Teller. She's been around me several times. I ain't even used to talk to her. I've been around her 30-20 times.
Why didn't you say
anything? You was egging her on purpose?
Because she pretty. That was the person. Like, I just did a scan through names. Let me see. I'm in a booth. I don't write my raps. I'm doing like, when Drake sent his verse, he sent this probably a day before my come out. 2 days. I got to make my verse and I'm amped up. I'm right there. You know what I mean?
No, he was saying, why was you ignoring her if you thought she was so fly?
Like, just saying. That probably was 5 years ago. Oh, was she 22 or something like that? Right. She was 17, man.
Oh, all right.
30, man. Come on, man. Don't direct make this interview about no Lori Hart. For real.
You don't want that like, headline.
That's going to be a headline, man. Damn, Steve
Meek
Harvey,
Mill shoots
man.
A shot.
For real. Stop trying to put me, y'all. That's what this shit is about. Shout out to Breakfast Club. This is probably going to be my last Breakfast Club right here. For real.
You say that every time.
He does say that every time. Every time he says he's going to be an ass.
Kaiser, not ass. Yeah, you got to do this. I don't like doing this shit right here. God. Shout out to Kaiser, man. He love y'all. We know that. If you signed to Atlantic, you doing Breakfast Club for sure.
Oh, my goodness. All right, it's Meek Mill.
It's the Breakfast Club. Let's get into the rumors. Let's talk Cardi B.
Charlamagne, say the gang, dunk it under Charlamagne.
You are a donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat. Yes,
it's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Donkey of the Day for Thursday, December 6th. Goes to the internet, all right? Not really the internet, because the internet is nothing but a platform, but all you human algorithms who are manipulated so easily by the internet, all you people who don't care about the truth when the lie is more entertaining. I have been saying this for years, and not only saying it, but warning people that we were going to get to this day. Well, what is this day, Charlamagne? The day is when virtual reality rules everything around us. When it comes to the internet, we don't know what's fact, nor do we know what's fiction. All right? It's beyond spooky out here. The saying used to be, believe none of what you hear and half of what you see. Now, you can't even believe the half of what you see, especially if it's on the internet. Now, last night, I started getting requests to give a hee-haw to a YouTuber named Christian Adam G. Now, if you don't know who Christian Adam G is, he is a man who recently just punked the internet. I don't like to call what he did a prank. It was more of a social experiment, because earlier this week, an image went viral on the internet in which a man who resembled Travis Scott was seen posted up with a young thotty, you know what I'm saying, a young lady on a balcony, and that young woman was not the mother of his child, Kylie Jenner. Now, this picture had a TMZ watermark, so for the internet, that's enough. TMZ watermark, young man resembling Travis Scott, couldn't really see his face, just his hair and his arms, and boom! We off to the races. Now, Travis Scott immediately left a comment on one of the pics and said, shh, cap ass, FTMZ ain't post this, shh, trolls working hard today. I don't be on balcony with no thoughts. That's lame. Try again, you trolls. Me and wifey sturdy. Back to celebrating. He also posted, only got love for my wife. No time to be wasting. Try again. Sounds like a proud platinum card carrying member of the faithful black male community to me. Drop one of Clues Bonds for Travis Scott.
Sounds like it to me, too.
Well, yesterday, Travis Scott was completely vindicated because YouTuber Christian Adam G did indeed reveal to the world that the spirit of Ashton Kutcher and Punk'd still lives. Let's listen to what Christian Adam G had to say.
The goal of this video is not to hurt anybody's relationship, but it's to see how gullible is the internet. The question is, do the internet even care about the truth sometimes? I wanted to prove the point that, you know, most stories you see on the internet is almost never true. People say this and people say that, but to be honest, the lie is always more entertaining. So, my plan was simple. And to put this all to the test, I dressed up as Travis Scott from head to toe and posed for a fake paparazzi photo I took basically myself.
Now, I don't see nothing funny about that.
I don't see anything funny about it, but Christian Adam G poses a great question. Does the internet even care about the truth sometimes? The answer is no. Because once again, as your Uncle Charlotte always tells you, nobody cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining. See, misery loves company. And the internet is where all the miserable people come to congregate. And when somebody is winning the way Travis Scott is winning, when someone is winning the way Kylie Jenner is winning, people can't wait to have something negative to say about them. That's the way this cyber culture works. All right? They scream your failures and whisper your success. Now, I know it's easy to be mad at Christian Adam G. And you just say you don't find it funny. But if you're mad at him, then you're missing the point. Look, you can be mad at him for what he did to Travis Scott and his family, but this was a necessary social experiment because we should all learn from this and realize that in this era, people would rather live in a community with unreasonable claims than face loneliness with their truth. And the lonely truth is that nobody cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining. Please give this gullible ass internet culture the biggest hee-haw. And you know what the saddest part about all of this is? A lie gets halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to even get his pants on. So right now, halfway around the world, people are saying Travis Scott cheated on Kylie Jenner, and they're going around showing people that picture saying, see, see, mm-hmm. see? And then it'll be somebody else that goes, well, no, I just heard today that this is the impersonator. See, see, see? But nobody gonna care about the actual truth.
No.
That lie is already off and running with no pants on.
Right.
Or is it the truth that puts his pants on? All
know.
I'm saying is somebody's penis is out.
That's right.
And it's the lie.
And now he has to go through some bullcrap.
Well, at least he don't got to go through it at home. That's the most important thing.
Yeah. Okay? But you know what's going to happen now? Girls are going to come out. Oh, that one was fake, but he texted me the other day. Or he FaceTimed me the other day.
And all Travis got to do is say, I got more impersonators than Michael Jackson.
There you go.
Right. That's it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
This is Andre Black.
Andre Black. What's up, man? What's your question for you?
My question for you, first of all, I represent the Sunshine State. Shout out Charlamagne. My question for you is, I heard her, you know, talking about the whole vegan thing, and me and my girl was thinking about doing the vegan thing. And I'm you know, I wondered if it made her, you know, maybe want to get her booty eaten a little more.
I'm going to be honest with you. I will say that everybody tastes better when they're vegan. So okay, it won't have that.
How you know ye?
Because I know.
Okay.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Ye out here eating beyond, but little vegan baby.
Yeah, I mean, so
she'll definitely want to swallow. Let's just put it that way with no problem.
Okay, ye.
Okay, so something to definitely consider.
Yeah, I would consider it, and it'll give you more energy, too. And you'll probably just feel cleaner. Like, everything is just going to feel better. So I would recommend that you guys try it, or at least trying to be vegetarian and changing your eating habits. You know, not so much cheese and all of that.
He asked you a good question about farting. Repeat your farting question.
I mean, do the farts stink too, though? Is that going to change as well?
No, I'm telling you, it's not going to stink. Now, if you're eating something like asparagus or something like that, I can't guarantee.
I just had a bunch of asparagus last night, and everybody was like, yo, did you fart in the bathroom? I'm like, nah.
Certain things might
still
give you
asparagus makes your pee stink.
It might give you some of that. But, you know, if you eat a lot of fruits, I think that'll be really beneficial for you guys as far as tasting each other.
All right, word. I appreciate it, and once again, Sunshine State, Charlamagne.
Exactly. I've never heard a man from Florida have an excuse for why he don't want to eat ass. You're crazy. Just go down there and do it.
We don't do the ass thing down here, but come on now. We don't do the ass thing.
Oh, we wasn't talking about booty just now?
No.
Yeah, but see, we're considering it. That's what I'm saying. We're considering
it. He hasn't dove in yet.
Well, what you don't do, another man with gold teeth will.
Well, go and be delicious.
Okay. All right, man. All right. Thank you.
Y'all appreciate y'all, man.
All right. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're in the middle of Ask Yee, and you got to email Yee?
Yes. Now, this person says he's 28 years old, handsome, educated, with a good career in finance. He has no children. He said, me and my girlfriend have been in a relationship for 10 months, and throughout the relationship, I've expressed my desire for her to perform oral sex more often on multiple occasions, and nothing is changing. She tells me not to ask for it because she thinks it's disrespectful, which I don't agree with, but I oblige by it just to see if she'll do it on her own, but she still doesn't. She also lives with him, and he's frustrated. He said, I know for a fact what she won't do. There's plenty of other women who will. Is she unaware of this? Can you give any suggestions on how I can better approach her about this issue? Whew. Now, what do you do if you're in a relationship, everything's great, but she won't perform oral sex, and that's something that you really feel like you need? You know, I think sometimes people are programmed to believe things are taboo or dirty or whatever it is for whatever reason from our youth. And I think that's a conversation that you need to have with her, because it seems like mentally there's some type of block with her and why she feels like there's something wrong with it and why she feels like it's disrespectful. And you need to get past that to figure out what the real issue is. You guys have been together for 10 months. You already live together. Clearly, you feel very strongly about her, but clearly this is something that's important to you. So I think you need to get past that. Instead of looking at this as just a physical issue, it's probably a deeper reason why she feels that way. And you need to tap into that. Now, if you guys aren't going to be sexually compatible and you feel like that is your deal breaker, you have every right to let her know that. And if it's something that you guys can't agree on, then it seems like this relationship can't last. I'd never advise that you say, if you won't do it, someone else will, because basically that's a threat.
Is he stinky?
And
he
you might, don't threaten people to stay in relationships.
His testicles might be stinky, or maybe he's too hairy.
Is that why you don't do it?
I don't do that.
I don't think you should be on here.
I'm a married man.
I don't think you should be on here, you know, trying to figure out why a woman is not giving fellatio. I don't think you should
worry about that. Maybe that's part of the reason. Maybe he stinks. Maybe he's too hairy. I mean, I don't know.
Once again, Yee asked a great question. Is that the reason you don't do it?
I'm a straight man.
What's a good reason to do it?
I'm a straight man.
What would make you want to do it?
And I'm married.
I'm just asking.
For 17 years. I've been with my wife for 24.
But what would make you want to do it? Since you know what would make a woman not want to do it, what would make a woman want to do it?
I don't know. And how did this turn to me? What would make you want to do it?
If I lose a bet.
Yeah, 6'9" tattooed on it or something, what would make you do it?
You know, it's never a good idea to threaten somebody. If you won't do it, somebody else will. I never advise that. But I do feel like this is something that y'all need to get past together if you see this as something that's going to be a long-term relationship.
That's right, because you would never say that to your woman if you was in prison.
All right. Well, that is Ask Ye.
All right. Thank you. Now, if you can call Yee anytime, 800-585-1051. You can always email her. What's the email?
Well, I don't know if you could call me anytime, because a lot of times I'm not here. But you can email me, helpmeyee@gmail.com.
I'll give
me
your cell number. All right. Up next is the rumors. What are we talking about in the rumors?
We are going to be talking about Ed Sheeran and Beyonce. Find out why people were mad at Ed Sheeran. It has to do with Beyonce.
All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's time. Spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Yes, so you might be excited to hear that Will Ferrell is bringing back Ron Burgundy. He's going to be doing a podcast. It's the Ron Burgundy podcast, and it's going to be with him and the Funny or Die Again.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And iHeartRadio.
That is hilarious. Now, yes. That's a good idea.
So they're going to launch that here on iHeart, and it's going to be available for you to listen to in early 2019.
I seen Tom Pullman post that. That's one of our bosses up there.
He actually emailed that to all of us. Mm-hmm. They gave it a 2-season, 12-episode order. So we'll see
when
what happens.
When does it start?
But they're going to end 2019.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so they're just missing out on the iHeart Podcast Awards, which are in January. They won't be nominated for anything.
All right. Now, Ed Sheeran has had to respond to all of this backlash that he got. Now, at the Global Citizens Festival, you saw he was performing with Beyonce, and people were mad that he had on this T-shirt and jeans while Beyonce looked incredible.
They mad at Ed Sheeran for dressing like Ed Sheeran?
Yes. So they were criticizing his choice, saying things like, you know, look at as a woman what you have to wear, and this is what we expect.
No.
And why is it that a man at the top of the game can dress like this, and a woman has to dress like that?
No.
Somebody tweeted, Ed Sheeran is a 27-year-old man. The fact we've enabled him to feel it's okay to dress like this at all, let alone next to Beyonce, really boils me.
First of all, everybody looks like they're underdressed next to Beyonce. All right, that's number one. Number two, Beyonce chooses to dress the way she dresses, and Ed Sheeran chooses to dress like he works at a bar.
Now, Ed Sheeran reposted an article on his Instagram story that said people are angry Ed Sheeran wore a shirt while Beyonce wore couture. And what he did was, all he did was say, swipe up to get the look.
Did they want Ed Sheeran to wear couture?
Then he put hashtag dress
much time.
I'm going to tell you something. Now, if you really wanted to, I could pick a better argument for y'all, right?
What?
Ed Sheeran, I was there. Ed Sheeran had on Yeezys. Y'all could have said, hey, why are you wearing Yeezys next to Beyonce? Well, that was a better argument.
Did you have your Yeezys on?
No.
No.
All right. Now, PETA wants you to stop using certain phrases because language matters.
PETA?
Yes, PETA. The animal rights organization, PETA. So they posted on Twitter certain things that they think you shouldn't say. They said words matter. And as our understanding of social justice evolves, our language evolves with it. So here's what they want you to do to remove speciesism from your daily conversations.
What the hell is speciesism? First of all, you have to tell me what speciesism is before you tell me to remove
you don't
from
know
my
speciesism?
Conversation. No, I don't know what speciesism is. Spitting all over my mic. I don't know what that is.
I'm going to give you an example.
Go.
They don't want you to say the phrase beat a dead horse anymore. It's like beating a dead horse. They want you to say feed a fed horse instead of beat a dead horse.
First of all, give me another one. I've never beaten a dead horse.
Me neither.
Nor have
they
I
don't
fed
want you to say bring home the bacon.
Don't say bring home the bacon.
They want you to say bring home the bagels.
What if I don't like bagels? What if I don't want you to be bagel phobic?
They don't want you to say kill two birds with one stone. They want you to say feed two birds with one scone.
Man, shut up, man. You're making this up right now. Don't make me hate people for no damn reason.
They don't want you to say be the guinea pig. They want you to say be the test tube.
Be the test tube? What?
Give me one more. Just give me one more.
Do not say take the bull by the horns. You now have to say take the flower by the thorns.
Nobody does any of these things anyway. Nobody beats dead horses. Nobody takes bulls by the horns. People do bring home the bacon.
People bring home the bacon.
People do take bull by the horns if you ever see any type of bullfighting. Yes, they do.
And guess what? Those bulls toss them way up in the air. All right.
Any more?
Well, they just want you to know, as it is unacceptable to use these racist, homophobic, or ableist language, phrases that trivialize cruelty to animals.
How is that homophobic?
They're racist.
Because you say
no, they're saying
the horns?
That's unacceptable, so they said do not trivialize cruelty to animals.
That's not cruelty to animals. Kill two birds with one stone. Nobody has ever done that.
How do you know?
First of all, you're worried about people saying kill two birds with one stone. What about people that actually go out and bird hunt? And shoot birds with guns?
But they don't like them either.
That's why they're saying words matter.
Man, I'm not saying kill two birds with one gun.
Mm-hmm.
This is ridiculous. This is not everybody. This people are reaching too hard. Yep. Can I call my homeboy my dog?
No,
I can't do that no more either.
Is he alive or dead?
I don't know. Rest in peace to my dead dog.
You can't do that.
All right, now Issa Rae's production company Color Creative is going to be doing a romantic musical movie
for
Universal Pictures.
No.
It's called Love in America.
You can't beat the Pussycat up either.
Can't do
that. All right, now
make the. If you
stop it. That was incorrect.
Can I beat
all right. Can I get back to Issa Rae and congratulate her?
Oh, I can't beat my beat. I can't beat my beat. Thank you, Peter. Wow, Peter. Peter, that was the most obvious one and you missed it.
You missed that one.
All right.
Sorry.
Thank you. Well, congratulations to Issa Rae. Her production company is doing a romantic musical movie. It's called Love in America for Universal Pictures. They've done some television content, but this is their first film project. So congratulations, Issa Rae, for that. A huge situation for her.
Drop on the clues bombs, Issa Rae, damn it.
And shout out to TDE. They're doing their 5th annual concert toy drive. As they are celebrating yet another successful year, it's going to be going down December 19th at the Nickerson Gardens Projects in Watts.
Okay.
So that's going to happen at noon. All right. So last year, listen, Rihanna was there, E-40 was there. So I can't tell you everything that's going to happen this year, but I'm pretty sure you want
to
be there.
Salute to TDE.
All right.
I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
Did TDE put out music this year?
J-Rock's album.
J-Rock album. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you're right.
All right. And the soundtrack.
And the Black Panther soundtrack.
And yes. They had that new artist, Reason. He put out his album.
You're right. And Sir came out mm-hmm. this year, too. Yep.